Artist Duane Coyawena is piloting a custom R2-D2 unit in front of the museum. It's life-size and sounds a lot like the original, but Coyawena painted the exterior in a traditional maroon and tan pattern of Hopi pottery.
When I was thinking about it, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to see an R2 that's decked out like a, looks like actually like a pottery? So along with that comes the design, so the tans and the reddish burn marks from when they fire their pottery.
But Coyawena says this R2 unit has substance far beyond its outer beauty.
R2 in the movies kind of shows a big support or always willing to help to get through obstacles or in tough times. A lot of elders, you know, our uncles or our, you know, friends always tell us in ceremony, Nohongvita, which means to give it your all or just to be strong and to persevere. I feel like the Hopi R2 kind of fits in that same line.
Coyawena is one of 25 artists from more than a dozen southwestern tribes taking part in the Forces with Our People. Curator and ethnographer Tony Thibodeau got the idea for the exhibit during a trip to Indigipop, the indigenous Comic-Con in Albuquerque.
I think there's clearly some parallels between Native stories, things like the Hero Twins, a very prominent story in Navajo culture, parallels between that and Star Wars, of course, Luke and Leia being basically Hero Twins in that story.
A glass case in the middle of the exhibit holds tiny wooden Chewbaccas carved in the Navajo style. Nearby stands a stormtrooper painted in Apache patterns, and on a side wall are comic book illustrations of R2-D2 and C-3PO represented as Navajo code talkers.
We're trying to get at that question of, are there parallels between the Star Wars narrative and Native culture that make it resonate with these Native artists and Native communities on the Colorado Plateau in a specific way?
For Navajo artist Ryan Singer, the answer is yes.
I think that's one of the parallels that indigenous people have been fighting with and fighting for. And I think they can kind of feel like maybe the rebels fighting the empire.
Singer paints vivid depictions that overlap life on the reservation with the Star Wars universe, cultural assimilation, intergenerational trauma, and the lasting effects of colonialism are strong in his work. His painting, Decolonized Ewok, is a commentary on the forced boarding school experiences of thousands of Native Americans in the 19th and 20th centuries.
You can use Star Wars metaphors or motifs to kind of reel people in to educate them, to let them see what's happening or see what happened before, say, in history.
The Force is ultimately about balancing life, making choices, and weighing the negative and positive. That's what many of these artists are trying to do as they blend cultures, blur lines, and fuse traditional, contemporary, and futuristic ideas. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.